Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, I feel like busting loose. I feel like busting loose. Feelings are very important, my friends and neighbors, and oftentimes it's the elephant in the room. We would like to ask the question, think about how many times it's been asked of you. If you get out of the hospital and you get a phone call, the first question the person on the other end of the line is going to ask is, how do you feel? If you have a cold and someone hears you sniffling and sneezing, they may ask you, how are you feeling? It also works emotionally because not only do we have physical feelings, we also have emotional ones. And rather than tell someone to get over it or snap out of it, we've got to understand that our feelings can be controlled, they can be changed, but there's a formula for that. You know that in business, obviously, we have feelings of confidence and excitement, and there are also feelings of anxiety and stress. And until we understand the methods or the formulas, as it were, for overcoming negative feelings and overriding them with more productive feelings, we can never win. So if there are times when you feel better than others, and if there are days when you say to yourself, man, I wish I felt better. This lesson is for you. The BUST acronym, B-U-S-T, is going to give us the 4 key components that we should implement every day in order to feel better. Think about it, my friends and neighbors. In business, feelings play a major part because if people don't feel well, they don't work well. If they don't work well, they don't perform well. If they don't perform well, they don't produce well, and nothing works as well as it should. So if we can get this understood, everything will be much better. That B in our BUST acronym reminds us that it all begins with belief. How much do you believe in yourself, my friend? Do you believe in your power? Do you believe in what's on the inside of you to change situations? That belief is going to determine how you feel. Have you ever watched a sports team on television that may have been behind in a game and there wasn't a lot of time left on the clock? However, they were not panicking because they believed they had the ability to come back. And typically, they made the comeback. There are teams, there are situations where if you believe you can come back, you're going to come back. I can think about the roller coaster analogy, my friends. I'm not a great roller coaster fan, but I can take it. I understand that if I focus on the right things, I'll be okay because remember, focus dictates feelings. I can see people in the line getting ready to ride a roller coaster, and some of them, you can see the stress on their face, the anxiety that they've got. The roller coaster hadn't even taken off. They're just now getting strapped into it, and once they get locked in, they're still nervous because they believe that it's going to be a bad ride. Well, my friends and neighbors, a lot of people approach life that same way. They believe it's going to be a bad ride, and because they believe that they can't do anything to make that ride better, they have a horrible time, whereas a person sitting next to them believes it's going to be a good ride, a fun ride, an exciting ride, an adventurous ride, not a scary ride or a terrifying ride, and they have fun all the way on the ride and want to get back on it. So you may ask yourself, how do I boost my belief? Let me give you just a couple of key components. You can boost your belief first through daily declarations. What are you declaring to yourself when you see yourself in the mirror every day? Are you telling yourself that you're a champion, that you're a hero, that you're special, that you're significant? Are you saying to yourself that you can overcome every obstacle, every adversity, you can accomplish every single task that's placed before you today? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to write down some declarations that are positive. Read them, remember them, rehearse them, and recite them. Then after the daily declarations, you want positive saturation. You want to surround yourself with strong-minded people, positive places, uplifting environments. This podcast podcast is an example, my friends and neighbors, of an uplifting environment. And you want to be able to listen to things that speak life into you and not death. So by the same token, my friends, you can boost your belief and your feelings will change. That U in our BUST acronym tells us that we must understand. See, feelings are often damaged when there's a lack of understanding. In business, everyone on your team should understand what they're doing, why they're doing it, who they're doing it with, and who they're doing it for. Those are the four key components. It's understanding what we're doing. What are you accomplishing, my friends? Do you understand everything about the business that you're in right now? Are you taking the time to learn the nuances and the complexities of the business that you're running? Are you taking the time to understand the industry, the competition, your products, and your service? The better you understand, the less anxiety you'll feel because you'll grow in confidence. Then you have to understand the why. What's the purpose behind what you're doing? Have you ever had a task that someone asked you to complete and you didn't know why you were doing it? After a while, a feeling of frustration sets in because you don't even know why you're accomplishing the task in the first place. But when you understand the why behind what you do, then it makes everything much easier. Then you also have to understand who I'm doing it with. You got to know the people on your team. You see, if you're going to work with five people, you need to know all five. You need to know their likes, their dislikes, their habits, their quirks, and all those types of things so that you can be able to work with them even better. See, and then finally, you've got to understand who you're doing it for. What's the end game of every activity? If you know who's going to benefit, then you can win all the time. Remember, losing focus on your purpose will disturb your peace. For my note takers, I'm going to say that one more time. Losing focus on your purpose will always disturb your peace. That S in our BUST acronym reminds us that of the importance of service. Yes, my friends and neighbors, service is often overlooked. It's often disregarded. It's often shunned and placed to the side. But doing something for somebody else will elevate your mind and create feelings of fulfillment, feelings of satisfaction, and feelings of significance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you. I don't care how busy your schedule is. Never make your schedule so busy that you can't serve somebody else. You know, it can be as simple as volunteering at your local homeless shelter, your local high schools, rehab centers, boys and girls clubs, Salvation Army, you name it, my friends, whatever you like to do and wherever you can help somebody else in the course of your day, it's going to change how you feel. Have you ever given somebody something that asked for a donation, or maybe you saw a homeless person on the street and you gave them a couple of bucks? How did you feel right after you did it? I know that you didn't feel ashamed. You didn't feel defeated. You didn't feel downtrodden. You didn't feel depressed. You probably felt thankful that you were not in the same position. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to do something for somebody else, because when you do, it's going to change everything about how you feel. Challenge everyone around you to get in the volunteer habit, not just volunteering on a monthly basis or when someone asks, but make it a part of your daily schedule if you can. Your weekly schedule is a must. Somebody somewhere should be served by you every day because it'll change the way you feel. Finally, my friends and neighbors, at T and our BUST acronym, I'm so glad I got a chance to finish this. It's for teamwork, because one of the greatest feelings in the world is the feeling of being a part of a team. We've all felt it. A family is a form of a team. You know, teams have some characteristics. They stick together. They share common goals. They help each other succeed. You know, you may not be able to change your family. If you were born without brothers, you're going to be without brothers for the rest of your life. You can't change that. However, you can change your team. You can add new members to it. You can reform other members that are already within it. And oftentimes, a team becomes a semblance of a family, and in some cases, almost gets close. So my friends, I'm telling you, if you want to change your feelings, you've got to implement the BUST acronym. It's going to help us all. We've got to believe. Then we have to understand. We have to serve and be a part of a team. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friends, and I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.